Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The United States spent more than $3 trillion on health care in 2016. That's more than $10,000 per person, and health care expenditures accounted for more than 17% of the country's gross domestic product. This week, we'll take you to a clinic in Georgia where refugees can get help they can't get anywhere else.
You expect them to go get a job and have health insurance through their job or be able to purchase their own. It's almost impossible.
And a new brain implant made of graphene could help restore speech for people who have lost their voices. Stories of our health on this week's American Cafe. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says that in 2016, Americans spent more than $352 billion for out-of-pocket medical expenses. That's on top of $1.1 trillion spent on private health insurance. But there are still places where those who need health care struggle to find it. But two doctors in Georgia decided to change that. VOA's Sala Demiger visited the nonprofit Clarkston, Georgia Community Health Center, where physicians provide free treatments and services for lower-income residents in the city of Clarkston and its surrounding communities.
At this clinic in Georgia, doctors volunteer around the clock to help patients who have no medical insurance. Pharmacist Saeed Rais, president and co-founder of the clinic, points to a tremendous need in the community.
The refugees who are coming here, they are provided refugee aid for about 8 months, and after they're on their own. A lot of them, and you can see, they can't even speak English, and then you expect them to go get a job and have health insurance through their job or be able to purchase their own. It's almost impossible. We see about 70 to 75 patients every Sunday in 4 hours.
Doctors Rais and Gulshan Harji, who have a combined total of 35 years in medicine, came up with the idea for a free clinic in 2013.
It took us almost a year to put the bylaws, to put the paperwork together, to get our 501c, to put a board together. And then it took us another almost a year to find this space that would be conducive to our work.
Many of their clients speak English poorly or not at all, so the clinic always has translators on hand.
So we have staff who speak several languages. Like, for example, Dr. Harji herself speaks 6 languages. I can handle 3 or 4. And then we have other staff, and then you saw we have some interpreters that were provided by Emory medical students who train them the Burmese and Rohingya. And then we have Arabic interpreters. And on top of that, we have access via phone.
In addition to basic care, the clinic also provides preventive health care and low-cost prescriptions.
We offer, mammogram. We offer other, tests and immunizations. And we also provide free medications to people who have, and if we have that medication, otherwise we refer them to the pharmacy where they can get low-cost medications.
For many patients, the clinic serves as an essential safety net.
Insurance is so high right now, and a lot of people can't afford insurance. We need more places like this.
I have children, but we are facing financial difficulties. I am sick, my husband is old, sick, not able to work, and we need to pay our apartment rent. The center helps us a lot, and doctors here are very kind and friendly.
Besides getting their most urgent medical needs addressed, patients say the clinic is also a place for moral support, a caring oasis that helps lower-income people overcome some of the daily hardships they face. Saleh Demiger, VOA, Clarkston, Georgia.
Disability is often a life-changing experience, particularly for U.S. military personnel who are injured on duty. But the medical and rehabilitative assistance available for wounded American vets can help most find a way to reintegrate into society and to deal with the new challenges they face. But as Samir Rasoli tells us in this report narrated by Brian Allen, the same cannot be said for injured or disabled Afghan soldiers.
It was a sunny day as U.S. Staff Sergeant Johnny Jones was on patrol in Afghanistan's Helmand province. But then suddenly, a landmine exploded, changing the life of this U.S. Marine forever. Joey, as his friends call him, lost both of his legs in the blast.
So when I woke up in Germany, my immediate thought was, do I have a knee? Because a lot of guys that lose their leg below the knee recover faster and can do more. So if you have one knee, that can make a huge difference. And unfortunately, the nurse was very honest and said, you don't have a knee, but you're healthy and you'll be able to walk again and you're going to live.
After his injury, Jones received financial help from the U.S. government, including health care, education, and housing. It's a different story for Afghan soldiers who fought alongside Americans. When VOA visited Jones and his family at his home near Atlanta, Georgia, we showed him photos of an Afghan soldier who was disabled in battle. Rafiula Kunari lost his legs in a military operation in Faryab province. A mechanic now, he prays someday he will be able to walk again.
I wish one day somebody could help me and I could stand on my feet like him and do my chores. But if I were in this situation, I would not be able to take care of my daily tasks since I have many problems.
Joey Jones has great respect for the sacrifices of his Afghan counterparts, who are often left to fend for themselves.
What I would like to tell him is that he's still an inspiration, even to me, to suffer through what he's gone through, but still heal and continue living his life and not just be a beggar or someone who feels sorry for himself. You can see it, you know, in his eyes that he's a fighter.
Joey Jones and Rafiula Kunari, two soldiers who fought on the same battlefield, each facing new challenges as they adjust to life outside the military. For producer Samir Rasoli in Atlanta, Georgia, Brian Allen, VOA News.
In 2010, two scientists from the University of Manchester took home the Nobel Prize for their work with graphene, a form of carbon that looks like a hexagonal mesh that is only one atom thick. Now, as Faith Lapidus tells us, this revolutionary material is being used for a brain implant that could help give people who have lost their voices the ability to speak.
A team in Spain is working on a brain implant to give people with brain injuries their voice back.
What we are trying to develop are neural interfaces, a new generation of neural interfaces based on graphene that are capable of reading and mapping brain activity with the ultimate goal of to restore communication and speech in patients with severe speech disabilities.
Graphene, a wonder material that is just one atom thick, is strong, highly flexible, electrically conductive, and transparent, making it ideal for interpreting complex patterns of neural activity.
So the idea is to be able to record the activity in the motor cortex related to the articulation, to the speech, and being able to decode that signal and then send it to a speech synthesizer.
Testing in animals has so far managed to restore vocalization in brain-damaged mice. Interpreting human brain signals is much more complex, but researchers say clinical trials will begin in 3 years. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Thanks for being with us this week. If you have any questions or comments, log on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.